I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending June 14th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Simpson Miller declares no support for either PNP candidate. Members of Jamaica's opposition People's National Party have started to line up behind their chosen candidate, but former Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has stated she will not support either PNP president, Dr. Peter Phillips, or his challenger, Peter Bunting. A statement from the former Prime Minister released on Twitter stated, "I have not and will not take a side. I ask that my name and image are not used in this campaign." 250,000 traffic violation tickets issued. According to Calvin Allen, commanding officer of the Public Safety and Traffic Enforcement Branch, PSTEB, Assistant Commissioner of Police, ACP, about 250,000 traffic tickets have been issued by the police since the start of 2019. The tickets were issued for violations of the Road Traffic Act, and the number represents a 12% rise over the number of tickets issued during the same period in 2018. Allen noted that authorities have arrested 45 individuals and prosecuted them. Those persons account for 20,000 outstanding tickets. This week's Caribbean news: Dominican authorities ask for patience for death investigations. As investigations into several tourist deaths continue, Dominican officials are asking for patience. Federal agents and health experts from the United States are joining in the efforts to discover the cause of a recent spate of deaths among American tourists on vacation at the popular Caribbean location. A statement from the country's Ministry of Tourism emphasized the role of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, in the investigation of the tragic events and extended condolences to the friends and families of the victims.
From the director of A Better Must Come, Sprinter, the film critics are calling an inspirational coming-of-age story with the heart, soul, and spirit of Jamaica.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm going to America to help our family.
Director Storm Salter captures life in Jamaica in a way that is rarely seen on screen, says the Los Angeles Times.
They're calling this young man the Rasta Rocket.
You are a dangerous pup. No man can outrun the choices he makes.
See Sprinter, now playing in movie theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to SprinterTheFilm.com and order your tickets now. That's SprinterTheFilm.com.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News: Legal rights group sues U.S. Coast Guard over detention of fishermen. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, has brought suit against the United States Coast Guard for what it characterized as that agency's improper detention of several Jamaican fishermen. The suit alleges that the four fishermen were kept in inhumane conditions for more than a month. The suit also alleges that the Coast Guard seized the fishermen, burned their boat, and shot at it. The ACLU states that the Coast Guard kept the men as secret prisoners and chained them to exposed decks on four Coast Guard ships. This week's business news: charging stations for electric vehicles to be provided by JPS. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, plans to install charging stations for electric vehicles, or EVs, at certain locations on the island later in 2019. The activity is part of a response to an expected increase in the global sales of EVs. It is estimated that sales of the vehicles will reach 2.6 million in 2019. And drivers in Jamaica are likely to follow the trend. New and used car dealers in the country have already been responding to customer demands for hybrid plug-in vehicles. Emerging designs for EVs have prompted the JPS to move quickly to find opportunities for greater diversification in revenue streams. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican singer Koffi gets late night treatment. Koffi, the Jamaican singer who has quickly risen to fame with her hit Toast, on June 13, 2019, made her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. According to Koffi's publicist, Abigail Rowe, the singer's debut appearance on American network TV resulted from her designation as the latest Up Next artist from Apple Music. Just 1 week previously, Koffi performed at Couples Sans Souci in Tower Isle, St. Mary, at a charity show along with Third World and Air Supply. This week's sports news. Reggae girls ready to face Italian team at World Cup. Jamaica's Reggae Girls women's football team, which is making a historic first appearance by a Caribbean team at the FIFA Women's World Cup, is ready to face its next challenge in their second tournament match, said coach Hugh Menzies. Menzies hopes that the presence of the Italian-based Jamaicans Alison Swaby and Trudy Carter will aid the team as they face Italy on Friday, June 14, 2019, in Reims, France. While Menzies noted that Italy is a very disciplined team, he also said it has some areas that the Jamaicans can exploit. Good luck to the Reggae Girls. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. for The Conduit Show with Peter G at e2onair.com. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.